We're finding ourselves in very, very odd times right now, and with the whole world keeping its distance, many of us are finding social distancing hard, especially for those of us that have not only their own health to look out for, but also the health of our kids. And I'm joined now by mom and podcaster Joy Addo from Joy's World Podcast. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
It's a very weird time, isn't it?
It is. It's so weird. It's just so surreal. I feel like, you know, I don't know, we haven't experienced anything like this, especially in our generation. So it's so weird to kind of be going through this.
And of course, as I said, it's not just you, it's also your daughter. And how are the two of you handling the lockdown?
Well, my daughter's 4 and she's been off school for quite a few weeks now. And actually, you know, she's been really good. She's been just playing at home with me. And, you know, she's been asking me now, I say the last week, she's been saying, "Mummy, is Corona over now?" And I'm like, "No, not yet." And she's like, "I want to go to school." But other than that, she's just been kind of taking it in her stride, really.
How did you get about explaining to Janelle what is happening? Because, of course, she is very, very young, so she must find all of this confusing.
I wouldn't even say I've had to really explain it to her. I mean, she knows that she's not going to school anymore. And I've just kind of said to her, you know, there's something called Corona and it's going around. And so we have to stay at home so that, you know, we don't give it to each other. I said to her, it's like a cold. And that's why, you know, we can't see our family and our friends and things like that. And as I said, funnily enough, she's been okay. She hasn't had a negative reaction to it. She's just been like, "Oh, okay." And she just asked me when it's going to be over.
And how do you manage to keep Janelle busy? Because obviously 4-year-olds tend to have a lot of energy. So I imagine it takes a lot of planning.
Yeah, so she's got lots and lots of toys that she plays at home. She's got lots of like books and she likes to do drawing. And as and when we can, I have been taking her out on her scooter for our 1 hour of exercise, and she's been able to have a little scoot down the road. So that's been keeping her entertained. But just lots of listening to music and watching TV and yeah, just playing really.
And how about yourself? How are you keeping busy?
I am keeping busy by just kind of like trying to keep positive. So I'm kind of trying to think of all the good things and the things that I'm grateful for. And I've been trying to just like keep my flat clean, because I'm like, oh, I've got so much time on my hands now. I can do laundry. I can sort out my cupboards. I can sort out my drawers. And I've been also just podcasting as well to kind of pass the time and planning episodes and things like that.
So your podcast is called Joy's World Podcast. How are you finding doing it more from home now? Because obviously you told me earlier that you go to the studio, but you can't really do that right now.
Actually, I started off my podcast at home on my phone, and I then ventured out to the studio only when I was interviewing my celebrity guests. And so actually doing it again from home has not really been, it's not been a massive change because I was doing it from home to begin with. And also I've decided to, rather than think of it as a negative, like, oh no, the studio's shut, I can't interview anybody, I'm thinking to myself, well, hold on a minute, all these people are now at home, there's Skype, there's Zoom, there's all these you know, things that we can record on, so I can maybe approach people in that way and see if anyone will do an interview from home, just over, you know, just over the phone. I think I've got to see it as an opportunity rather than as something that's negative.
So are there any special episodes of your podcast that we can look forward to?
Yes, definitely. So in my last episode, I actually spoke about, you know, how I'm dealing with this period and, you know, that there's ups and there's downs. And I've got a few episodes coming up with some guests. Some of them are not confirmed, but I'm actually going to do some collaborations with other podcasts. So that will be out very soon as well. So I'm not the only one podcasting from home. So I thought, why not, you know, get together with people and talk about it.
What advice would you give to anyone who's thinking of starting a podcast right now?
My advice would be just do it. Just start it. That's it. Start it, be confident, and Don't Give Up.
Okay, let's bring it back just a little bit. Obviously, we mentioned that due to coronavirus, everyone is stuck at home. But is there anything you personally are finding particularly hard right now?
The only thing that I think I've been finding difficult is struggling with getting shopping. Obviously, like, it's difficult for me to go to the supermarket with Janelle as well, because obviously if I go to the shop, no one's going to be helping me because you have to keep a distance. So I've had to rely on friends and family to get shopping because there's been no online delivery shops. So that's the only thing that I found difficult. And I think, yeah, just missing people, really, just like missing being able to have the freedom to say, oh, I'm going to a restaurant or I'm going to see my friend. I think that's the main difficulty.
Okay, so let's try and cheer things up just a little bit and look ahead to hopefully a time when everything comes to an end and we can all leave our houses. What is the number one thing you look forward to doing once it's all over?
Oh gosh, the number one thing I'm looking forward to doing is just going to see my friends and family again, going to a restaurant, having a cheeky Nando's. I really miss Nando's. I want Nando's. And I feel like actually, you know, all of this happening with Corona is just, it's made me want to be more focused in life. And I actually am sitting here and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, what was I actually doing before? You know, like, I need to get out there and keep out there and, you know, just whatever you can and whenever you want, get yourself dressed, go out, go and see your friends, go and see your family, because do you know what? We never know what's going to happen. No one saw this coming. And I actually look forward to the day when it's all over. I just want to go out, have fun, get drunk and just live my life.
Yeah, I think we are all looking forward to that. But before you go, Joy, where can we listen to your podcast?
So you can listen to my podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and also on SoundCloud. Just type in Joy's World. And you can also find me on Instagram at Joy's World the Podcast. And you can find me on Twitter at JoyXOXO.
Joy Addo from Joy's World Podcast, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And remember, if you're struggling during these difficult times, RNIB is here for you. Our RNIB helpline is operating in extended hours, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Just call 0303 123 9999.